counsel who don't see Justice Cook here, but see Judge Walsh in place of Justice Cook, or please have Justice Judge Walsh stay for the admission ceremony. Our procedure will be that I will call the each of the presenters one at a time. You'll come to the podium and state to us briefly why you believe the applicant you are representing would be an excellent member of the Bar of Ohio, and we'll then have the applicants come forward. And the applicants, please stand in place, and you're being introduced to it so we can see you. And when that's completed, the applicants will come forward, and Justice Piper will administer the oath. The first presenter is Jacqueline Boney.
Good morning, Your Honors. Jacqueline Boney from Krugel & St. Kramer in Toledo, Ohio. It is my privilege and pleasure this morning to present for admission to the bar Patricia Pouget. Ms. Pouget is a 1986 graduate of Wellesley College. She obtained a Juris Doctor degree from Rutgers Camden in 1990. Thereafter, had the privilege of working for 2 years with Judge John Bissell, federal judge for the Northern District of New Jersey. She thereafter practiced commercial and bankruptcy law for 6 years with the firm of Stills and Kumis, and 6 months ago had the very good sense to leave New Jersey and relocate to the fine community of Pemberville, Ohio, County of Wood, State of Ohio, and it will be a pleasure of my firm, Cooper, Lindsay, and Kramer, to have her join us, practice commercial and bankruptcy law following her admission by this court. I have to say to the court that I have only known Ms. Pouget for about 2 months. We became acquainted only through her interviewing with our firm. We did, however, diligently examine her qualifications and background, and it's my pleasure to request without reservation her admission to the bar of the state of Ohio.
Thank you. Is Robert Hust here? Robert, or Norma Gant? Okay.
Good morning. This is unusual, Your Honor, but I have no idea who Norma Gant is. She was flying in from Michigan. I just called my office. I can only assume that there was some problem with her flight because I have not seen her either in the lobby or downstairs. So I beg the court's indulgence and hope we can do this at another time.
You still vouch for her in absentia?
Yes, I
good.
If she comes, we can make some arrangements to give her. She has to take the oath of office, so she has to do that. So if she arrives late, we can make some arrangement. Hopefully, we can do that so she's not an inconvenience anymore.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Daniel Doherty.
Clerk, intern for a federal U.S. District Court Judge, Hartford, Connecticut, submitted to the Connecticut Lake Park, 1989, and the Colorado Bar, 1995. For almost a year, he has served as a clerk, law clerk, in my local office in Cincinnati, where he stands in the office, served with great distinction, demonstrated an unusual, rare intellectual curiosity that, in my judgment, makes him qualified to be a candidate for admission to the bar in the state of Ohio.
Thank you. Joseph Gulley.
May it please the court, I have the opportunity to present some Pion, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to become a member of the Ohio Bar. I've known Mr. Pion back in our days in high school. He was on a rival high school basketball team. In the last 3 years, after his graduation from the University of Pittsburgh and then Duquesne Law School, I've had the opportunity to work with him. Not only in Ohio, but he has represented my clients in Pennsylvania. He's a fine character and integrity. We think he'll be a fine member of the Ohio Bar.
Thank you. Melinda Early. You're having difficulty this morning, aren't you?
It's been a little bit busier morning than I expected.
Ms. Gant is now here, apparently. Ms. Gant is here, right.
Ms. Gant is here.
And so is Mr. Wernette, right?
Correct.
Good.
Not taking much of the court's time now. I'll introduce both Ms. Gant and Mr. Wernette. Mr. Wernette is a graduate of the University of Michigan Law School and graduated back in Wiley. And he's former clerk for the Honorable Cornelia Kennedy in the Sixth Circuit. And he's been in private practice in Michigan since 1991. He's currently a partner with the law firm of Bowman and Brook in Detroit. Norma Gant is a partner of Mr. Wernette. She's also in the law firm of Bowman and Brook, of course, and is graduate of Wayne State University School of Law, also in 1991, and has likewise been in private practice since that time in Michigan. The Bowman and Brook Law Firm does a lot of products liability representation for Honda of America. It's in my employ, and I'm familiar with their work, and I can certainly vouch for their capability and integrity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jacqueline DeGenova.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Jacqueline DeGenova, and I'm the Attorney General for the General's Office of Consumer Protection Section. I would like to introduce to you this morning Timothy C. Winslow. He is native of Akron, Ohio, and went to Georgetown University, graduated from American University where he received his JD degree in 1982. He is a member of in good standing in the bars of Washington, D.C. since 1982 and West Virginia in 1989. He currently moved his family back to Ohio last July. Just prior to that, he was with the Division of Banking, the state of West Virginia, and also with the Consumer Affairs Division and the Virginia Attorney General's Office. He has worked for the Ohio Attorney General's Office Consumer Protection Section since July, and I can attest to his integrity and work product, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to him and request permission for him.
Thank you. Gerald DiFuccio. I thought I saw him at the doorway, but I guess he left. Austin Barnes. Is Daniel Yan here? Okay. Austin Barnes.
Good morning, Your Honors. Austin Barnes of GLS Capital, Cleveland, Ohio. I'm here to present Valerie Yance for admission to a practice for the courts in the state of Ohio. She's a graduate of Vassar for undergraduate degree in political science and a graduate of Rutgers for her law degree. She has been already admitted to practicing for the states of South Carolina, Alaska, New York, and California. The primary reason for being admitted to practice in all these states is that she has moved extensively to her husband's employment with Merrill Lynch, and that's how I met Mrs. Young through Mitchell Predator, Siri Gordon, Merrill Lynch. My humble opinion that she will be a great asset with your help today in admitting her to practice in Ohio, that she will be a great asset to the practice of law in Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you. Kusha. Check and see out. I saw him. Did you see if he's out there, Mr. DiFuccio?
Somebody just came up to the door, Chief.
Well, but they had to come in to be admitted. And out there.
Nobody's saying they had to. I'm just telling you, he was here.
I mean, I know, but he doesn't come in. You're ready. We're ready for you, Mr. DiFuccio. Is your applicant here?
Justice and members of the court, I apologize, but Mr. Yan, the attorney to introduce this morning, is running a little bit late. He's coming in from Huntington, West Virginia. I think he got confused as to his time. My understanding is from the secretary who just contacted me that he's on his way. So I apologize.
Why don't you present him, and then when he gets here, we'll make some provision for swearing him in. Then you can take the oath.
I find myself in the anomalous position of introducing a gentleman who's not here, but I've known him for several years. He is a member of the West Virginia Bar, practices exclusively on the other side of the table from me. I've had occasion to cross-point with him on numerous occasions, and he asked me if I would do the honor of introducing him to the Supreme Court in the state of Ohio. I have a great respect for this young man. He is highly regarded by members of the State Bar of West Virginia. Practices, as I said, exclusively in the area of medical malpractice, representing Capitol Heights Hospital in Huntington, West Virginia. Has extensive travel experience. I understand he's a graduate of the West Virginia University School of Law, a member of their bar, since 5 years. As a senior partner in the firm of Craig and John, and I most certainly think that he has all the qualifications to represent the clients of the state as able as he does in his own state. I'm certainly not the end of the state.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is there a motion that the applicants be admitted, all the applicants, including Mr. Yon, be admitted?
Move admission of the applicants.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. And if the applicants will please come forward, and you can come beyond the podium and face the bench, if you will.
Raise your right hand and repeat that. I, and state your name.
I,
hereby swear or affirm.
Hereby swear
that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio.
And I will abide by the code of professional responsibility.
And I will abide by the code of professional responsibility.
In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court.
In my capacity as an attorney and officer of the court.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
I will conduct myself with dignity and civility.
And show respect toward judges.
And show respect toward judges.
Court staff. Clients, fellow professionals,
and all other persons.
I will honestly, faithfully, and confidently discharge the duties of an attorney of law. So help me God.
Congratulations. Pleased that you are members of the Bar of Ohio. We're very proud of our Bar of Ohio. It's a strong bar, and we hope it's a better bar now that you are members. Congratulations and good luck. Marshal, please your report.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.
Thank you.